You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Treefort Music Festival is a five-day indie rock festival which is held throughout downtown Boise in mid-March. The festival debuted in 2014, and each year it has continued to grow. Was it 2014? My guests just shook their heads. Say, okay, I got that wrong. I went on Wikipedia and looked at that. Anyway, Eric Gilbert, the festival director, and Megan Stahl, the festival's marketing director, is here to correct me. When did it start?
2012.
Yeah, we're going
into our eighth year. You need to change
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Well, I have a question here about going into its eighth year.
Yeah.
Well, Wikipedia for 2014.
We'll get on that crowdsourced site.
Make them change
give
that.
Give them a hard time.
Give them a bad time about that, because it said 2014, but then it did say its eighth year, and I did not do the math correctly.
Thanks for the heads up. We'll definitely fix that.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So explain what Treefort is for people who have not heard about it or think that it's only been around for a couple of years.
Do you want to go?
Sure. So Treefort is basically, it's kind of a showcase style festival. It's meant to really introduce, for the most part, introduce artists of all sorts to people. So it's not necessarily the expectation that you would know everyone on the lineup. So it's a multi-venue festival, a multi-day festival. It goes for 5 days. At peak on Saturday, it's about 25 different music stages simultaneously. And so it's all in downtown Boise. We utilize a lot of the current venues, and we activate a lot of other spaces that aren't active on a regular basis. But now we have also multiple forts. And so with that model has trickled into things like Yoga Fort and Hack Fort, which is a tech component, Story Fort, and
film, food,
yeah,
beer,
yeah,
wine, everything.
So
when it started, was it basically just the indie music scene, and then over the years you've added more forts to it?
Yes. Ale Fort was the first fort that was existing in 2012.
Yeah, it was in the first year as we were bringing it together. This David Roberts, who heads up Ale Fort, approached us like, well, beer's a pretty natural fit to music. What if we did a Ale Fort?
You know? So tell me about this idea of the forts, because I know when it first started, I was kind of like, what is a fort? What are they talking about? Like, I was so confused. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how did that concept come to be?
Mostly from people in our community that came to us with various, Treefort just is kind of like this all-encompassing of arts and so I think people from the community have been like, oh, hey, like yoga, there's like, we have live performers at Yoga Fort. And then even with like Story Fort, it's like, you know, the literary arts, you're looking at, Film Fort, all the indie films out there, and having like a little home for them. So it's like a little, like it's a, oh, it's a fort. I don't know how to explain it.
Kind of like a camp.
Yeah, a camp.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
It sort of naturally started happening. People just started referring to themselves as like, oh, I'll be a yoga fort. And we're like, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a yoga fort.
That's a great name, too.
That's a great name.
Yeah, it works. Yeah. So the event, too, is family friendly because you have Kid Fort. So talk to me about that, because I think sometimes when you think of music festivals and you think of things like Coachella and South by Southwest, you don't necessarily think like bring your kids.
Yeah,
totally.
So one thing is, kids 12 and under get in free as long as their parents have a pass. So, and about half our music venues are all ages, but our main stage in particular, which is Kid Fort's near there, and there's Kid Fort's open to the public. You don't even need a pass for that. And there's kind of a Kid Fort theme thread through all the different forts and things where we really try to activate, you know, like Hack Fort always has some classes sort of focused on youth. And I think parents that come down are really, I think, pleasantly surprised with how kid friendly it is. And our main stage programming is pretty in line with that. Has an edge to it, but but it's appropriate. So
it works for all ages.
All ages. Okay.
Really, like every age, yeah.
I'm talking with Eric Gilbert and Megan Stahl with Treefort Music Festival. Over the years, going into your eighth year, I mean, this has grown. Talk to me about that, because I mean, unless you're going to Treefort, you really kind of don't want to be downtown during Treefort.
Definitely, I could see that being a challenge for people unless you want to be at Treefort. The first year in 2012 we had 186 bands, I think,
somewhere,
and it was like
ballpark.
Four days. Yeah,
it's hard to remember. Yeah,
I think it was like we added an extra day in there.
Yeah, last minute. Yeah.
And then in 2018 we just had 420 bands over 5 days. So it's definitely grown, and that's in the bands, right? Mm-hmm. And then we've also added like 9 forts since we first started, and lots and lots of people from all over too, like a lot of the Pacific Northwest, like people from Portland, Seattle, Bay Area, and LA, and even like into like
all
Denver,
over the world,
all over the world. Yeah, yeah, we've had people come from Australia, kind of all over.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, the artists, there's a lot of international artists that are playing, but then we get people traveling from quite a ways out.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I think there's a certain kind of person that's really into this sort of discovery style festival, and they seek them out, and we've sort of carved out a cool niche for ourselves in that, in the broader
like festival,
scene of that.
Yeah,
festival scene.
World, yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about Food Fort, because it seems like every year that you've had Food Fort, you've also brought in a fairly well-known chef in the foodie scene. And is that happening again this year?
Yes.
Yes. So the general concept when we started on the indie music side was to bring in national talent and pair it with the local talent to pretty much to help put like the local talent on a national stage here in town. And so all the forts sort of model that. So the goal is to bring in outside talent. So yeah, with the Food Fort, I think they're bringing in more outside talent this year. The last couple of years has been a featured chef, but a couple more, and Food Fort's sort of growing, having some extra engagements this year. So.
Yeah,
but all that, even with the outside chefs, they try to encourage them to use local food as much as possible. So that's a big part of Food Fort, is pairing the chefs with local growers and trying to do that.
And then I know with Story Fort in the past, I mean, there have been people from National NPR that have come for Story Fort. So, I mean, again, but also many local authors and artists as a part of Story Fort.
Definitely. Yeah, which is, I mean, as you know, the literary scene here is actually really strong and really well regarded, and it's been fun to be a part of seeing that grow even more, and really bringing in that national talent. It was cool. A lot of the national talent comes in is excited about the local talent here already. Yeah. So,
well, what a great interaction too, because it's not always that you get that opportunity to interact with, whether you are a local foodie, and you get to interact with a well-known chef, you know, award-winning chef, or even someone on the national stage when it comes to literary.
Yeah.
And
on that note, real quick, I just want to say that one of the things that's cool is that we do a lot of talks. So, you know, a lot of the Film Fort directors that are here also are like talking about what they're doing, but so are the chefs. They're talking about how they're working. So as far as really connecting with those artists, it's a unique opportunity too. It's a lot more of an active participation for those that are attending.
It's not just sitting there and listening to. I mean, there really is that engagement with the audience. So talk to me about dates, and then let's talk about tickets and how they work. So first, we always know it's mid-March, but
So it's March 20th through the 24th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, tickets, how are they still available, but then how do they work? Because I know you can do like a package for the whole thing, but that might not be your deal.
Right. So we have a festival wristband, which is for 5 days, and it grants you access to all the music venues. I mean, assuming you're over 21.
And we also have
a younger U21 pass, which is under 21. So it's a little bit cheaper, and it just allows you into those venues that are all ages.
Okay.
And then we also, like in March, we start doing, we also have a zip line pass. Sorry. It's also a 5-day pass, and a zip line pass will get you to the front of any line. So it's kind of like the big music lover. So if you want to like go see everything and you want to be there and see it and not wait in line, then get a zip line pass. That's the best one for you.
Speaking of the zip line pass, though, is this also a good thing to have? Because I have heard in the past that a lot of these venues, even if you have like that all access pass, I mean, you do have to stick with a certain capacity. I mean, fire codes, all of those.
Exactly.
Things.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we're working with a lot of small venues. So having the biggest venue is probably the Knitting Factory and the Shriners Hall are two big venues. We build a main stage that's the largest, but there's lines everywhere.
So that zip line pass helps you make sure you get in to see who you want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Okay, so what if you just want to go see a band?
Well, we always recommend to get there early, like when doors open. You can buy like on day of, you can buy at the door.
We have very limited availability at doors for certain shows, depending on space.
Yeah, okay. We prioritize people with wristbands first. We make sure that they have, because they're the ones who bought into the whole everything, you know? So they get first priority, and then we have like a percentage that's allowed for walk-up sales. But again, it's risky. We can also do day passes too, starting in March.
So you can do that too. I want to thank you guys for coming in today. Eric Gilbert and Megan Stahl. They are with Tree Fort Music Festival, which runs March 20th through the 24th, going into its 8th year. It started in 2012.
Yes.